there.
So people will just have to look up handyman and I'd be up at the top on Google?
Exactly, right. Handyman near me or any of the specific services. And then when I grab Mario right now, I can get the number of keywords that would come with it as well. Oh, here he comes.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great.
I'm a Shonger. My name is Mario. I'm one of the pricing directors and supervisors within the company. Can you just give me a little bit of more background on Chandler's Honeydew. What exactly do you specialize in?
Yeah, right now I specialize in really any small, medial task that you need done around the house, and I guess I can do a little larger too. Right now I'm working on replacing some fences that got damaged by the storm. So I'll do fence repairs. I can hook up a wash machine, a refrigerator, put a new ceiling fan in for you. I can move furniture. I can paint your house. I also offer a cleaning service as well. I have two girls that work for me that do the cleaning for me.
Sounds like you do quite a bit.
Yeah, I do a lot. I do a lot. I've been on Angie's leads for a little bit, and I had my leads turned on this morning, and within the first 30 minutes I woke up, I got three jobs that I got to do, and I had to shut it off because I get charged every lead. And if I get more leads, I'm not going to be able to balance it all.
Yeah, that's, it's unfortunate how Angie's works. I mean, it's a phenomenal idea on their end, right? Because they become multimillionaires, based on what they do, how they, that lead that they give you, they send it out to about six or seven other people, yet they still capitalize on charging everyone a certain amount of money.
I know, they should only charge me if I get the job.
If you get the job, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, man, but you know what? They came up with this, it's unfortunate for clients that that's how they operate, but I mean, this is why they continue to change. They used to be home advisors, and before that, they were just Angie without the S, but they've continued to change their names just so you know, because of the multiple lawsuits they have pending against them. But I mean,
I know that.
I'm not here to talk about that, brother. I'm here to try to help you out to get on Google and save you quite a bit of money.
If it's cheaper than what they're charging me, I'm all over it. I'm sure you're getting to it. I don't want to rush it, but what's the rate?
I'll get right to it. I'm just trying to understand, because you do quite a multiple things. What is the one thing that you would, want to specialize in where you want us, to promote you in that, in particular? Because it sounds like you're like a handyman to me.
Yeah, that's basic. That's what I advertise myself as, like Honeydew handyman service. But like I think personally, I was thinking about this the other day as my business has been developing a little bit. I would love to just move to just cleaning people's houses. Like the two girls that I work for do an amazing job, and they are hungry for work too. So I have a shortage of cleaning. Like everyone wants their fence fixed and this and that done, but I'm struggling to find people, like regulars, to like come to the house and offer a cleaning service. Because these girls I have, they want some money.
they want to keep busy as well. I get it. Okay. Well, you know what we can do? We can promote you on cleaning services primarily, and then list some of the other things that you do as backups in the event that someone types in any of these other things as far as like fencing or any of the other things that you do, Chandler's Honeydew will still pop up as a recommended company because you perform those particular services. But if we want to target cleaning services, then we can do that so we can, get those girls busy on your end. So our company name, Chandler, is Local Splash. We are a premier partner to Google. Been in business for 20 years now. We do have a slot on the first page that is open in the Greenville area, and we're looking to get that filled in, right, whether it's with you or the next person that wants to come up on the first page of Google. So what we would do, Chandler, in your case, based on you're saying you want to, open up the doors for cleaning services, we can place you right alongside of like a Spotless Magic World, Gleam Clean, Southern Shine, Greenville House Cleaning, Castle Keepers, Swamp Rabbit Cleaning, Squeaky Clean, Busy Biz, and Two Maids. Oh, and there's another one here, Maid Pro. These are the cleaning services that come up on the first page, Chandler. And what we would do is that we would set Chandler's Honeydew right alongside of these companies.
That'd be awesome. I've heard of a couple of those. My girlfriend actually used to work for Maid Pro.
No way, really. Okay. Well, what happened is now that Chandler Honeydew will now be right alongside of these guys, right? So anytime anybody types in cleaning services, your company will also pop up on that first page of Google right alongside of these guys, because that's all they're doing that's different than you, and that's how they get cleaning jobs, Chandler, is by being on that first page, you know, if I'm just being very straightforward with you, right? I mean, it's
I know how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, I like to keep it pretty transparent, and, you know, when people are like, hey, well, how do these guys stay busy? Hey, well, they're just first option on Google, so anytime you're on that first page, you're not going to be short of work, you know, so that's a great thing. The other thing I wanted to ask you, Chandler, do you have a website by any chance?
I don't. I've been working on that. I haven't quite got it up yet, though.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking is because part of the service that we render, we can actually build one for you, and we don't charge anything additional. It's already included in the service.
Oh my gosh.
I think that you would benefit from that. Here, let me shoot you a sample. Here, I'll just choose anyone. I have so many samples. Let me choose a cleaning one, because I can choose a handyman one, but I'll choose a cleaning one. All right. And I just texted over to you, bud. Can you let me know if you received it?
Yeah. Let's see. Yep, I've got a link from Local Splash here, url.localsplash.com.
Yeah, if you open that up, it's going to show you Pro Clean Carpets. I just send you a random one of cleaning. So, again, it's just a sample website. Let me know when you see that.
Okay, I can do that.
Let me know. Yeah,
I'm
just click
on that now.
Oh, sorry, brother. I didn't know that. Yeah, I'll try to make this, as brief as I can here.
Yeah, that looks great. Better than I can put together. Love it.
Yeah, you see where it says Pro Clean Carpets on there? It would say Chandler's Honeydew. And then Expert Services, as you can tell, like in this case, they do like carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, grout cleaning, kitchens, restrooms. Anything that you do, we'll list it on here. Even if you want us to list like your handyman work, we can list it on the website. That's not a big deal. Right.
Okay. I think I'd want a little bit of handiwork listed on there. I'm not sure how confident I am in moving to just the cleaning business, but I could send you guys my little profile that I put together for Angie's List, and you could use that as a baseline to like base the website off of, if that's something you could do.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So we can get some ideas. Absolutely, I see what you're saying.
Okay. I'll send that to you right now.
Yeah, no worries. You can do that in a second. Let me just, finish telling you what's included, and then I'll give you the pricing, brother. Aside from putting you on the first page, we will build the website for Chandler's Honeydew. And then do you guys have any social media presence, Chandler?
My girlfriend does, but I don't really use social media much. I don't really use social media much. I use Facebook Marketplace, but I don't have a Facebook presence.
Okay. Well, the only reason I ask is that Google and Meta is what runs Facebook. If you guys have a business Facebook account for Chandler's Honeydew, we can run ads on there for you, which is already included, and that generates quite a bit of traffic. If you don't have one, we can help you build one for Chandler's Honeydew on Facebook. And then you will see definitely results from Facebook, because we would run ads. I'm not sure if you're familiar how ads work on Facebook, Chandler.
Okay. I mean, honestly, I got pretty overwhelmed this morning. I'm not a huge crew, and I had a bunch of people flooding in already. So I don't.
Okay. So you
just
want to
more advertising right now.
Okay. So you want to keep it just minimal. Okay.
That's too much.
Okay. Well, you know what? I mean, I say let's get the work up for you on, for the cleaning services, and then put a little bit of handiwork in there, so that way you're not overwhelmed with, just handiwork.
Yeah. There's only one, and I have a second job on top of this too, so it's a lot for me.
Ah, gotcha. Well, let's get those girls busy then.
Hell yeah, that's what I've been waiting for. They're just sitting on their ass at home.
Hey, I can't say that, but you can. I'm trying to keep my job. Our monthly service rate, Chandler, we can do the cleaning service, we can do the handiwork, we can put it together, we'll do the website, you know, first page of Google, we'll do the Facebook if you want, Yelp and Apple are two other platforms if you want, we can add them on there, if not, no big deal. Our month-to-month rate, brother, $299, man, that's it. That covers, it doesn't matter how many jobs you get, how many leads you get, how many phone calls you get, all the flat rate is $299 a month.
$299 or $2.99?
I think if we charged $2.99, we wouldn't be in business. But I should be small. Can you imagine that? $299 a month, brother. Sorry, I should be more specific. $299.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how cheap a website is. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, you know what?
But okay.
I think we'll be drawing your website if we're charging $299, you know?
And draw.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how are you guys making money off me?
Yeah. No,
that makes more sense.
Yeah, $299 a month, no contract. It's a month-to-month service. The only thing that you do pay the first month is a $99 setup fee. That's for all new clients. But every single month with us is $299, Chandler. Like I said, we're not on a pay-per-lead or pay-per-click service. You know, so it doesn't matter how many jobs, like I said, you get, how many phone calls, opportunities, you know, how many leads. As long as you pay that $299, we continue to keep you busy, brother. And once you see what we are able to do compared to Angie's, I'm just being very straightforward with you. I don't think you will no longer need Angie's, you know. And I only say that because Angie's cannot compare to what Google is going to bring you, brother. And that's just the bottom line. I don't know if you know this, but Angie buys a lot of their leads from Google and turns around and sells them to their consumer. You know.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. That's where they get their leads. And what they do, like I said, that one lead that they generate, what they do is that they turn around and they sell that one lead. You know, they disperse it to about 6 or 7 of their clients. And obviously only one person gets it, but yet everyone gets charged for getting the opportunity to that lead, which is just not right in my eyes. But hey, that's how they operate, man. You know, so again, you'll be the judge of it, man. Like I said, it's a month-to-month service. You can cancel the service at any time if you're not happy. I mean, I highly doubt that you would want to cancel the service once you see what we're able to do with you on that first page of Google. But if for whatever reason you wanted to cancel, you have that right. You know,
I'm trying to figure out what Angie charges me per month, because I already paid $280 to them for a month, and I'm not sure if it was just for a month or for the whole year. I don't think it was for the whole year.
No. What Angie does, and I tell you this, because I'm very aware, and I've been doing this for many years, and I have colleagues that worked for Angie's here before. That's what you're paying monthly, and on top of that, you're paying a lot more than that monthly, because you're getting hit with 40, 30 different dollar charges every time you get a lead, even if it's not a job.
Is there any way I could sign up for this once my month with Angie expires, so I'm not blowing $300?
Well, here's the thing, and you can sign up whenever you want, Chandler. The only thing is that the position that's open, because everybody wants to be on the first page of Google, and that's just straight up the truth, right?
That's something you tell everyone so they feel like there's pressure. I'm always on that game, you know.
No. I get it. It's all good. And there's no pressure, man. I mean, you can take your time. The only thing, we're not here. I mean, here's the difference, and I'm going to let you in on something that I really never do, because it really, you know, is no one's business. But we're not working off of commission, Chandler, which makes a huge difference, right? Because these guys from Angie's, Thumbtack, 411, all these guys that are our third-party vendors, I mean, they tell clients what they want to hear. because they get a commission check as soon as you sign up, right? And, we get our fairly monthly salary, but I share that sometimes because it matters, right? It doesn't give us an incentive to try to BS you or pull your leg or anything of that nature, right? So what happens is in this case, when that position, it's not really the amount, because the amount, I mean, it's $299. It's not a big deal for a lot of people. It's just that spot on Google that will get filled up, right? So, you know, if you want to, you know, reserve that spot on Google, that's the main thing, right, to get on that first page.
I definitely agree with you that that's a much better opportunity than what Angie offers. But with that puts me in a crappy position. I'm like, I paid for Angie's off my credit card because I'm flat broke right now. I was hoping I could make some money off of it. And I've already been charged $150 for the three leads that I received this morning, which is bullshit.
That's horrible, man. That's just horrible.
Yeah.
Here, let me see if I can, let me ask something right quick. Hold on.
Because, yeah, you got me. You got me hooked and everything. I just don't want to for this service
since
I've already paid for
the
other service.
Yeah, I get it. Bear with me here for 1 second. Let me ask something here. Alright. Currently with Angie, he's paid $150. You just paid $150 not too long ago for the leads, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It actually hasn't even hit my account. I just looked and it said $50 for this lead, $40 for this lead, $50 for this lead. Motherfucker.
All right, give me just about 30 seconds. I send a message to my director. His name is Chris, and I ask him, hey, what can we do for this guy? He definitely wants to, jump on board with Google, but he's with Angie's. He just paid, and then he just paid $150 for leads that, you know, are not even promising. So give me 1 second. Let him respond back here. Bear with me here. Yeah, man. I'll see what he does for me here for you. But yeah, man, it's unfortunate, you know, and I hear it all the time, Chandler. I mean, I've been doing this for many years and I get so many clients that come over from Angie's, and I gotta tell you, man, I haven't heard somebody that has high fived me and said, hey man, I love Angie's. You know, I kid you not. I'm not kidding you, man, you know, because people get to a point where it's like, hey, why do I continue to put money out and not get money in? You know, it doesn't make any sense.
For real. On the app, I even saw a spot that said, make sure to focus on the money you're making, not the money we're taking. And I'm like, if you have to remind me to, like, look at business from that eye, then, like, obviously people are getting pissed because you're charging too much. And obviously they're getting a bunch of calls of people complaining, saying, why did I get charged for this lead? Why did I get charged $1,000 for these 10 leads I got? This is ridiculous. And then they'll be like, sorry, you agreed to it.
Oh, man.
And honestly, like you said, how the lady that was, I was talking for Angie, she said that they used to be on commission, but they had to stop because they were suckering people in too much that it wasn't actually for them, but they convinced them it was for them.
I highly doubt they stopped, man. I mean, you know, they're so incentivized to get people to sign up for them that, you know, I had a guy about 2 weeks ago said that, hey, dude, I was paying $350 a month, and then when I calculated my, his numbers of, he was paying per lead, you know, $30, $40, $50, he said he was paying around $800 a month. And he wasn't really keeping track of it until he added everything up. And I was like, hey, man, I mean, what can you do? You know, you take the leads and all you do, they hit your card, you know?
Yeah. And I had a lead cancel on me today and I was like, come on, like, that cost me money, bro. I don't think they know that.
No, and they don't know that, right? Cause clients, see, and that's again, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, Chandler, that, you know, we're the best company in the world and that we're going to make you a millionaire, man. But, you know, the way that Google operates is just so much more in the customer's favor, to where, hey, man, just pay one flat rate and you're covered for the month. It doesn't matter how many jobs, how many phone calls you get. Okay.
I love that so much. And then, like, they're incentivizing me to, like, make sure you contact the client within 15 minutes or you're not going to get them. I'm like,
yeah, and you know what? That's what Angie has, that they have you chasing for that client, and with Google, the client's chasing you. You know, the client's calling you saying, hey, I need work done. So So
what I need for the money I'm spending. I don't need to be chasing my work. They should be chasing me. I completely agree. So,
I just got my message back from Chris. So this is, he's actually, I texted him because he's in a good mood today when we had a meeting this morning. So I told him exactly what you said to me. So, not only did he said that we'll go ahead and waive the setup fee for $99, but he said, he really wants you to try. I told him exactly. He says, man, this guy has to try Google. He's going to love us. We would do $249 for you a month, Chandler, to jump on board.
With no setup fee?
No setup fee. Yeah, just $249. Let's get you going, brother.
Fuck it. I'll try it. It sounds like a lot better than what I'm working with right now. So
well,
you
know what? I'll tell you this much, man. I like to be really straight. Once you try it, and you'll see what we can do. I'm 99.9% you're going to kick these guys to the curb because you're going to find no necessity to keep paying someone that's charging you per lead. But anyhow, I'll let you be the judge of that. What's your last name, brother?
Everett.
Can you spell that for me?
E-V-E-R-E-T-T-E.
Okay, I'm so sorry. E-V-E...
R-E.
Okay.
T-T-E. Yeah, it's
T-T-E.
A, okay.
Gotcha.
I get it. It's a weird, not a weird last name, but it's weird spelling.
Lots yeah, you know what? Right, lots of E's. Yeah. What's your email address, brother?
It's ChandlerEverett13@gmail.com. I'm sure you got my first name somewhere that you could quote it off of, and you got my last.
Correct. Chandler Everett, okay. What did you say it was,
Chandler@gmail.com.
13?
Yep, 13.
@gmail.com. Okay, yeah, that came as a valid email. The 231-590-1941, is that a good number where we can list on Google where the clients can reach you?
Yeah, that's perfect. That's my number.
Okay, perfect. All right, and what address do you have the business registered to, brother?
4 Boswell Court.
Boswell?
B-O-S-W-E-L-L.
Oh, gotcha. That's going to be out of
That'd
oh, man. you sound like the type of dude I can definitely have a cold one with, bro. Okay, 296-17. Yeah, brother, I will share a lot of things with you, but, my call is recorded, and if you call tomorrow and ask for me, they're probably, that guy doesn't work here anymore, man. He was, trying to get a beer with the client, using foul language. Yeah, man, we got to get rid of him. He can't sit here and represent, first page of Google.
Can't be doing that here, Flash,
Your
guys' company name is. What was the company called again? All Splash or something?
Local
Splash.
Local Splash, yes. Yeah, so you're going to get all that in a second here. Give me 1 second. Okay. So I'm going to put cleaning services and handyman services. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. I'm just adjusting the pricing here, because I got to make a couple of notes here, because if not, I get a phone call. It's like, hey, what happened here? Why did we adjust the pricing so much? And then I can just say, hey, man, talk to Chris. All right, give me a second here. You'll get a call tomorrow, Chandler, from our IT guys. Those are the guys that are going to build the website. They do all the back-end work. I'm sure you know what the IT department is. What time tomorrow can they give you a call where you have about 30 minutes to spare?
Probably like, 9, 10 o'clock.
Okay. Okay, yeah, let's do 10 a.m. That's fine. All right. And then the other question, how far are you willing to travel for new clients?
Probably about 30 minutes, I'd say.
30 miles. Okay, so I'll put you down at 30 miles out. And what hours of operation did you wanted to show on Google that you're open from, brother?
On Google, I'll make it say I'm open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
8 to 6. Is that going to be Monday through what, Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, Monday, Friday.
Friday, okay. 8 a.m. And those two girls you say you have at home, if you don't mind me asking, are you referring to your wife?
She will be soon. Not yet, though.
Oh, girlfriend. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Sorry for being nosy, brother.
No, you're all good. It's my girlfriend and her sister, actually.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's pretty cool. Okay. Did you tell me you had a Facebook page or you don't, right? You do not.
I do have a Facebook page, but I think I used it last in 2014.
Okay, no worries. I did
post a comment on someone's post the other day, so I guess I do use it, but it's very far and few is when I do that. They were talking about me, so I had to comment.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
Right. I mainly just use like Messenger and Marketplace. I don't actually use Facebook very much.
Okay, no worries. No worries here. Let me get that done here. All right, hold on a bit here. Okay, I do need a I'm also going to send you, while I'm on the phone with you, I'll send you my personal information and my personal extension so you can have that at hand if you ever need to reach me.
All right, cool.
Yeah, perfect. I do need a security question, Chandler. This is going to be in the event that you ever call us or we call you. It's going to be what we call the security for the account, okay? You get to choose from these three. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
I'll do my pet's first name, okay. My first pet's name.
Go ahead.
Nova, N-O-V-A. She's
sitting
right next to me. Yeah.
What kind of dog is that?
Ball. She's a little mutt. I think she's got a little bit of beagle in her, a little bit of hound in her. She's a cutie, though. I love her. She was a rescue. She just showed up at our doorstep one day with her sister when she was a little puppy, and we just couldn't send him back to the street.
Gotcha. It's funny because, you know, I'm a dog lover, too. I have a Maltese, and I come from a Hispanic background where pets are not, you know, they're not Hispanics are just not very pet friendly, for, you know, to say the least. So when they hear me, you know, talk to my dog or just, you know, treat her like a child, they look at me, my
family. Look at y'all weird.
And I'm like, what the hell, bro? Like, it's a dog. I was like, no, it's not a dog. It's my daughter, for crying out loud.
No, it's my baby.
Yeah.
My baby.
And tell my brother, I put your ass out the house before I put her out, brother.
That's how it needs to be. You know, I was just in Home Depot. I was trying to get some prices on some fencing because I'm trying to replace a couple fences in the area because that's the lead I got this morning for Angie's. And I'm looking at the fences, and I get a call, and I answer it, and I left my dog in the car, and we've been talking so long, so I had to come back to the car. I'll do that once we're done.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm about 5 minutes, and I'll get you off the phone. Sorry, brother. You should have told me you're in a little...
No, you're all good. I appreciate this opportunity. And then also, yeah. With the website that's online, can I change what's on the website, or is that up to you guys?
No, you just have to get with our IT guys, you know, when we build it, and make sure that you tell them how you want it, and they'll be able to make changes to your...
Okay,
because you know,
I'm thinking that, like, that opens up a lot of opportunities for me. If I'm on the first page of a search on Google, then I could advertise a lot of things. Like,
yeah, because you're, I think, when you talk to the IT guys, let them know, because I think it's either 15, if I'm not mistaken, it's about 15 keywords that they're going to allow you to put on there, which means that anytime somebody goes on Google and they type in not only handyman, but whatever it is that you do, right, if you do drywalls, kitchens, painting, primarily we're doing cleaning, but anything that you do, Chandler's Honeydew will pop up as a recommended company on the first page because it's a service that you provide. But it has to be a service that you provide. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And then Chandler, Regarding the 249, how did you want to satisfy that? We do take Visa, MasterCard, and Amex.
Oh, you don't take Discover?
Yeah, we do take Discover, actually. Sorry.
You're going to say, if you don't take Discover, the deal's off.
Yeah, you know what? It's so funny. I hardly ever have anyone use Discover. For the most part, it's either Visa or Amex. But yes, we do take Discover.
The hell did I do with my wallet? I thought I just had it.
Oops.
Oops, yeah. Oops is correct.
Oh, there it is. It fell out of my pocket.
I dropped my wallet one time, brother, when I went down to Mexico for a family vacation. And I had just pulled out, I think it was like $1,200. And I was at a restaurant, went to the restroom, and dropped it. It was a nice, fancy restaurant. And believe it or not, which I was in complete disbelief, I went back an hour later, and my wallet and my entire money was there at the front counter.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, not only wow, capital wow, because it's Mexico, right? I mean, I was, you know, flattered. They did tell me that the maintenance lady cleaning the restrooms was the one that found it and turned it in. And, you know, I gave her $200, and that, I mean, made her, I mean, that's what she gets paid about in 1 week, so it made her day.
Awesome. She did the right thing. She deserved that.
Yeah, and you know what? I really didn't care. I was, you know what, take the money. I just needed all my my driver's license, everything in there, my credit card. And I was just like, man, crossing my fingers. I thought almost it was slim to none I was going to find it. And when they said, oh, are you Mr. Such and Such? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, we have it here. I was like, well, what do you know? We still got some honest people in the world, man.
Thank God.
All right, bro. Sorry to bore you with my stories. Whenever you're ready, go ahead, man.
You're not boring me. All right. Do you just want the card number?
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm.
6011.
Okay.
0087.
Okay.
0156. Okay. 3121.
Expiration?
0429.
And the security code, which is going to be the last three behind the card.
315.
15. Okay. Stand by while I verify this is a valid card. And it does say Chandler Everett on there, correct?
Yep.
All right. 1 second. Stand by here for me. All right, while I'm doing that, I'm just going to read our disclosure, and then we will be all set here.
All right.
I'm going to walk you through what we call the what is called the voice verification, Chandler. The reason behind this, we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand, please ask me to clarify it. I'll be more than happy to do that for you. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. This is also serves as an added form of protection for you, of course. To make sure everything is correct, do you mind stating the name of your company?
Chandler's Honeydew.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
My name is Chandler, and I am the owner.
Thank you very much. And you are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Chandler's Honeydew, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and you are an authorized party on the billing account?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, Chandler, we ask that you are also involved in the growth of the campaign. As a result of increased visibility, keep in mind, if you ever get calls from anyone and you want to verify it's us, we will always ask you for the Nova password, okay?
For the what password?
Nova, your pet's name.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary?
Yeah.
Okay. Those will come from the 877-635-6225 customer service number. You already have that. Is where I text you from. So please save that number. You know, where I send you my name. Yeah, where I send you my name and then the sample website. It's the same.
And I can send a picture of my business bio to that number, right?
Yeah. Well, don't send anything to me yet. Send it to the IT guys when they call you tomorrow at 10 a.m. I
Got
think
it.
We said 10 a.m. Yeah, because those I'm gonna be straight with you, brother. I wish I can tell you I knew as much as the IT guys do. I don't. I mean, these guys are computer geniuses. I mean, you know, I don't like using the word computer nerds because it doesn't sound right, but these guys are just, you know, that's all they do, man. They create content, and you know, sometimes I get clients that call me and, hey Mario, I want to upload a new image and this, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm going to get you right over to the guys that can do that for you.
you know?
But again, I'm definitely here to support and help and anything else. You know, I'm just do the intake. But again, pick the brain tomorrow, Chandler, when you talk to them. Cause I could, like I said, when it comes to the back end stuff and all the content creation and the websites and Google, that's what they get paid for. That's why they get the big bucks. So, you know, make sure you pick their brain. Also, in hiring Local Splash, Chandler, we will be your certified marketing representatives. If you ever do hire another company, we ask that you keep us in the loop. Okay. Your initial payment term setup will be processed today, October 14th, and the reduced rate that we did for you, which is $249. When this payment processes again, it won't be until November 14th, and we locked you in to $249 a month. That's going to be your flat rate. Keep in mind this is not a contract, Chandler, so if at any point you're ever unhappy, keep in mind that you can always stop or suspend or cancel the service at your discretion. Okay?
Okay.
You know, we look forward, of course, that, you know, that not to be the case, but, you know, we do have to advise you that you do preserve that right. Okay. All that we ask is that you give us a call 3 days prior to the renewal date. So your renewal date is set up every 14th of the month. So just give us a call 3 days prior to the 14th. Okay.
Okay.
And then, aside from that, you know, do you understand and agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
So just call you 3 days before renewal if I want to cancel, or is it
that's
every
it.
Month?
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, just 3 days prior, huh? All right, bear with me 1 second. Let's get this payment processed here.
I have a kind of a weird niche question here.
No, go ahead.
My girlfriend and her cousin, they also offer more than cleaning services. I don't want this to be my business. I don't, but they do OnlyFans. Do you know what that is?
Of course they do. Yes. I mean, who doesn't?
Okay, works. They do that, and I think this isn't my intention, but I was thinking if I have a website, I can advertise the hell out of that, and people will be all over it. Because right now my girlfriend has 100 subscribers, and that's $10 per subscriber. That's $1,000 a month just from
Here's the thing, though, when it comes to OnlyFans. OnlyFans has so many restrictions, and so does Google to their guidelines. So,
okay.
Yes, if you were, let's say, and I'm, you know, I'm just telling you this from experience. You're not the first one to ask me that, just so you know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, just so you know. It creates a conflict between copyrights that OnlyFans has within Google. So Google wouldn't take a chance that you promote that on the website, because we're going to put the website on Google, and it could, because of copyright laws, you know, Google will not take a chance of being sued by OnlyFans, if that makes any
sense. Okay. Do you know if there's any way around that? What if she,
You know what? I would not know. I mean, nowadays, and people find a way around everything, to be honest with you, Chandler, but I wouldn't know. You know,
I'll just have to look into that into the future.
Yeah.
But it's good to know that there's copyright restrictions.
Yeah,
that come
there's
with that.
There's restrictions on both parties. I know, Google doesn't want to stick their nose in, you know, within OnlyFans, and OnlyFans, you know, wants OnlyFans to stay. OnlyFans doesn't go outside of their circle. I've been asked that question in the past, and the answer has been, unfortunately, no, we cannot promote it on Google. you know.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. That's okay. They do a pretty good job advertising other ways anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hey, more power to them, man. You know, I mean, wherever the income source is coming from, shoot, man, I'm never mad at anyone that, you know, finds a way of how to make money, man, because nowadays...
For real, I think it's a pretty good hustle. I've been considering joining in.
Yeah, you know, Taylor, I'm going to keep with this work conversation for you call me tomorrow and say, hey, let me talk to Mario. They're like, hey, I told you, man, that guy's not here anymore. Guy's trying to...
we'll keep this professional from here on out.
Yeah, he's like, guy's trying to drink with clients. Now he's talking about OnlyFans. Yeah, we got to find something to do with him.
You didn't bring it up, so it's okay.
Okay, there you go. That's thank you for specifying that on a recorded line. Sandler, you're going to get a few text messages. You're also going to get a few emails. We're all done on my end. Make sure you don't miss your appointment tomorrow. It's important because it's with the IT department. I will send you an email in about 5 minutes. I'm going to work on it. It's a Google reminder saying, hey, you have an appointment with Local Splash tomorrow, 10 a.m. There's a particular email when you get it, okay, you don't have to do this now as long as you do it before tomorrow, 10 a.m., it's going to say initial invoice. When you open that one up, when it, initial invoice, there's going to be a little blue link that says click here to accept subscription terms. Click on that. Once you do that, it's going to take you to a page where you're going to see your phone number at the bottom, Chandler. When you see your phone number at the bottom, right underneath your phone number, you're going to see two empty boxes that you have to click on. The first box says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to. And the secondary box says that you accept our terms and conditions, which is that this is not a contract, it's $249 flat rate, and that you have the right to terminate or cancel this service at any time because it's not a contract. Okay? And then right underneath that, you're going to see your name, Chandler Everett. Okay, underneath your name, you got to type it in with your phone or your keyboard, with your computer, Chandler Everett, and then hit confirm signature. That does two things. One, it sends it over to the IT guys, because that's one of the first things they'll ask you when they call you tomorrow, is, hey, Chandler, did you get a chance to complete the terms and conditions? If you don't get to it, not a big deal. They'll walk you through it over the phone tomorrow. But the reason I ask you to try to do it today, because it'll save you about 10 or 15 minutes over the phone. And second, it's going to give you access to what we call our dashboard. Our dashboard is like a tracking system, Chandler. You're going to be able to see how many phone calls are being generated from Google, how many clicks are you're getting on Google. I mean, everything that we can see on the back end, you're going to be able to see it as well. Okay?
Okay.
So once you get a chance, make sure you complete that. Like I said, if you don't get to it, not a biggie. You know, they'll help you, our IT guys will help you get that done tomorrow. But if you could do it today, perfect. It's going to take you to a screen which is going to ask you for your dashboard credentials. Once you do it, don't worry about those credentials. You'll get them tomorrow from our operations side. But with that said, Chandler, again, thanks for giving us a shot, man, and show you what we can do here alongside with Google, man. I think you're going to love it. And I'm not just saying that, bro. I actually think me and you hit it off pretty well, and I appreciate you being a straight shooter, man.
Of course. I hope this can make Angie useless to me because I don't want to work with him anymore.
Absolutely, man. You know, we look forward in the relationship between Sandler's Honeydew and us to be long-term, brother. That's the ultimate goal because as long as, you know, we're able to deliver, I know that we're able to keep you for long-term. We'll be able to get the website, get you on the Yelp and Apple platforms in about 7 to 14 days. Just give us a couple of weeks from that to get you verified from Google. That's the only thing that takes us a little bit longer, so just be a little bit patient with us. But we'll get you on that first page, and you know we'll get the website going within the first 2 weeks.
All right. Sounds good, sir. Thanks for the talk.
All right. No, Chandler, thanks a lot. Hey, brother, I get sit on the phone and I try to talk to people like I do with you, and they always just want to talk business. They're like, hey, I don't care about your day. I don't care about anything. Just sign me up. And so I appreciate when I speak with people like you, man. It makes my job just a lot more easier, man. So
thanks. You're too serious, dude.
Yeah, you're right, brother. You're absolutely right, man. So thanks for the talk. I mean, best of wishes, your girl and her friend and that OF they got going. Hopefully now they get that going and they start cleaning as well. So.
Yeah, they were thinking about doing sexy maid cleaning. I'm like, I don't think a lot of people want that. But
bro,
all right, man. I'll talk to you in the future.
Okay, brother. You got it, man. You'll get a call tomorrow. Remember, 10 a.m., brother. Have a good one.
Yep. 10 o'clock in my calendar. See ya.
Yep. Okay, bye-bye.